I'm Kelly Beatty, the editor of Night Sky magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during February. For most of us, this will be the coldest month of the year, so when you're heading outside, make sure that you're bundled up warmly, and don't forget to protect your head and your feet. Plan to stay out at least a half an hour to give your eyes a chance to adapt to the darkness. Even after 10 minutes, you'll see far more stars than when you first stepped outside. Now, a couple of months ago, the evening sky looked a little odd to me because there were no bright planets visible after sunset. That hadn't been the case since late 2004. Most times, there's at least one bright planet around, but not so in November and December. Well, happy days are here again. Right now, after sunset, you can see at least two planets and maybe three. To claim this evening's trifecta, you'll need to view from a spot with a clear, unobstructed view toward the direction that the sun sets. Let's start with the obvious. Almost immediately after sundown, you'll see a star-like point of light burning through the twilight glow, a little left of where the sun set and not far from the horizon. That's no star, but the planet Venus. Its gleam is due to sunlight reflecting off the dense, whitish clouds that envelop the entire planet. Right now, there's a European spacecraft, called Venus Express, in orbit around it. Keep an eye on the clock. About 30 to 45 minutes after sunset, look to the lower right of Venus by the width of your three middle fingers held together at arm's length. Look carefully for a second, fainter pinpoint of light. See it? That's little Mercury, the innermost planet. If you spot it, give yourself a pat on the back. Most people have never seen Mercury because it's always fairly close to the sun in our sky. But it's really not that hard to spot. And just between you and me, I don't think those other folks ever bothered to look for it. On February 7th, Mercury will appear its farthest from the sun in the sky, about the width of two fists held at arm's length. This means you should be able to find it to Venus's lower right pretty much any clear night during the first 2 weeks of this month. Not long after that, Mercury will again edge too near to the sun to be seen. And in a few more weeks, it'll have scooted around in its orbit enough to be rising ahead of the sun in the morning sky. In the meantime, get used to seeing Venus because it'll be with us for a while. And it's a real sparkler. Right now it's 16 times brighter than Mercury and 9 times brighter than any star, except the Sun, of course. Throughout the month you'll see that Venus makes its evening appearance a little bit higher from week to week, and it lingers above the horizon for a couple of hours after sunset. The third planet in this evening's lineup is Saturn. To find it, note where Venus is in the sky. That's southwest, and turn completely around so you're looking at the opposite horizon over in the northeast. On February 10th, Saturn is directly opposite the sun in the sky. It rises when the sun sets, and sets when the sun rises. Astronomers call this particular situation opposition. Now, even though Saturn will be up once it gets dark, it's still close to the horizon, and it's not nearly as bright as Venus. So, to make sure that you're actually looking at Saturn, and not some other pretty winter sparkler, let's do a little star hopping in this general area. Shift your gaze to the right, toward southeast, to locate the large, bright constellation of Orion the Hunter. Look for his distinctive belt, a trio of stars that make a nearly vertical row. To the belt's upper left is Betelgeuse, the red giant star that marks the Hunter's shoulder. To the lower right, at his knee, is the blue-white diamond called Rigel. Can you detect a subtle color difference between these two stars? A little below Orion, close to the Hunter's heel, is the constellation Canis Major, the Big Dog, and its signature star, Sirius. In fact, Sirius is often called the Dog Star. Now slide your gaze to the left of the belt, by about three fists, and you'll come to the star Procyon, in Canis Minor, the Little Dog. These two constellations faithfully follow the Hunter across the sky throughout the night, ready to snatch up his prey. Betelgeuse, Sirius, and Procyon form a beautiful equilateral triangle in the sky, known to stargazers as the Winter Triangle. Okay, now it's time to zero in on Saturn. Draw a line from Orion's belt to Procyon, and keep going to the left past Procyon by about three fists. That last fist brings you right to Saturn, which outshines Procyon just a little bit, but it isn't as bright as Sirius. You can't see Saturn's wonderful rings with your unaided eye, but you will be able to see them in just about any telescope. If you're still having trouble finding Saturn, look just to the upper right of the full moon on February 2nd. New moon comes 2 weeks later on February 17th. If your sky is clear on the evening of the 19th, you'll be treated to a delicate crescent moon suspended just a couple of fingers above Venus. It'll be a lovely sight. And although they look close together, Venus is actually 530 times farther away. And on the 23rd, the not-quite-first quarter moon slides right past the beautiful Pleiades star cluster. Use binoculars if you've got them. If you want more sky watching tips, check out Night Sky's official website, skytonight.com. Next month, I'll explain what the dog star of winter has to do with the dog days of summer. Until then, I wish you clear skies.